Blog Talk Radio.
At this time, we would like to welcome you to Spiritual Talk Radio. This program is here to educate, encourage, and empower you, and we do this by providing you with spiritual teaching and free readings from psychic medium Michael and his guests. Check out www.spiritualtalkradio.net to see all that has taken place here already and all that is ahead. We would like to encourage you to be a part of the program by calling in at 1-347-327-9316. Our lines will open later on in the program, and you will be notified by Michael when this happens. Now sit back, relax, and let's see what Spirit has in store for you and I today on Spiritual Talk Radio. Don't go anywhere. We will be right back.
Listening to Spiritual Talk Radio, and I am your host, Psychic Medium Michael, and I appreciate you being here today. If you would like to call into the program, you can do so by calling us at 347-327-9316. Again, the call-in number is 347-327-9316. I will be doing readings on air today, and I'm looking forward to helping you. The card for the show comes from my Gaia deck. And it's the dream card. And on the bottom of the card, it says, something is revealed, insight, and breakthrough. I love the word breakthrough. Don't we all need that sometimes? You know, we live in a real world, and we're in human form. And so we have human emotions. We have human things that go on. And so maybe today you're feeling a little off. Maybe you're feeling a little wobbly. Maybe, you know, you feel like the world is on your shoulders today. But just know that a breakthrough is coming, that it will get better. You know, the one thing I always tell myself when I have those bad days, which I have bad days just like you have bad days, you know, when I have a bad day, I just say, hey, you know what, this also will pass. You know, I've been here before. You know, that's what I tell myself. You know, I go, hey, you know, I've been here before. I've got through it before. I'll get through it again. And that's what we have to tell ourselves. But when we're going through it, when it feels like the world's on our shoulders, that's what it feels like, and it just feels like it weighed us down, and that's what I feel like a lot of you are doing today. You know, you just feel a little weight down, but just know that an insight and breakthrough is coming, and you will get through this, okay? All right, let's go ahead and go to prayer. Rose is not with us today. She's not feeling good and has some things going on, and so I just remember her in your prayers. She won't be able to be with us today. And so, you know, our thoughts and our prayers are with Rose today. All right? Well, let's go ahead and go to prayer. Father, Mother, God, I just thank you for this day. I thank you for everything that you do for us. And Father, Mother, God, I just ask that you would continue to move in Rose's life and in every situation that she's facing and every situation that she's dealing with right now. And Father, Mother, God, I pray that you would just touch her body right now and just begin to let her feel your healing virtue flowing through her body. And Father, Mother, God, right now I just pray for this program, that I become that vessel that you always use on this program, and I completely and absolutely move out of the way. Father, Mother, God, right now I also pray that you would touch the listeners of this program, live or archived, and that you would meet their needs physically, spiritually, emotionally. Father, Mother, God, that you would just touch their lives. Again, our thoughts and prayers go out to the people of the Philippines that got hit really hard by a typhoon and that are suffering and going through stuff right now. And there was a major loss of life there, and just comfort those. And there's a lot of people that can't know if their loved ones are okay. The communication is breakdown there. So just comfort everybody and just reassure them that everything's going to be okay in time. We ask you to do all these things. Surround us with that white light of the Holy Spirit. And we say namaste. And we say amen. All right. If you would like to call into the program, I do have a few callers ahead of you, but not very many at the moment. So it is 347 327 347-327-9316. Again, the call number to this program, 347-327-9316. Let's just go ahead and say hello to 562. Could you say your name for me, please?
Hi, it's Andrea.
Hi, how can I help you today?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm hanging in there. That's all we got to do sometimes, just hang in there. Things will get better.
Yes.
So how can I help you today?
Well, I know you told me I want to get my SSI disability, and I just wanted to see if I'm going to get any back pay with that.
The answer to that is yes. You will get some back pay on that, yes. That was a pretty quick yes. So that's a good. you would definitely get some back pay on that. I mean, it's not going to be, you know, a whole bunch, but it will be some. So some is better than none. So.
Yes. Now, do you know when I'm going to get that?
I don't know when you're going to get it. I would possibly see that. Looks more to me right now, it looks like more next year. Could be late December, early January, around that timeline. But I'm going to lean more towards January. But I'm hoping that it changes, you know, for you. But I'm saying right now with what I'm seeing and what I'm feeling, I would go more comfortably with January on this.
Okay, thank you so much.
No problem. I appreciate you calling in. You have a great weekend, okay?
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Let's go ahead, and as soon as my switchboard will cooperate with me, and we'll go ahead and talk to 917. You're on there with me. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How can I help you?
I'm calling in today. I wanted to know what you can tell me in regards to that surrounding me.
Okay, you broke up and I didn't hear your question, so could you repeat that again, please? I'm sorry.
I was just calling in for some information you can tell me around the relationship surrounding me.
Okay, so you're asking about the relationship you're in now or a relationship that's coming up?
Anything that's around me right now, because I'm not.
You're not, yeah, okay.
It's like kind of technical right now, so I just, you know, whatever you can tell me around that area.
Okay. All right. Because I keep picking up somebody around you. So there is somebody around you right now?
Like, am I involved with someone right now?
Right, or somebody that you're interested in. Because I keep picking up a very strong presence around you. And this could be a spirit that's trying to come through. But I keep picking up a very strong male presence around you. So that's where I'm a little confused at the moment. So I don't know if this is a spirit coming through or is there somebody that you're very much interested in right now?
Well, there's someone that I was in a relationship with for a few years, but we're separated right now.
Okay.
We're not living together.
Yeah. Okay, you're not living together at the moment. Are you considering rekindling? Because I feel like that would be in the works in this relationship because I will tell you that I feel like you're already in a relationship, and this is what's confusing me because I'm picking up everything that would tell me that you're in a relationship now. And so, you know, so what I'm saying is that there's still a lot of unresolved issues here. You know, that's not wrapped up because I'm picking it up like as it is right now. And so, you know, if you want to rekindle, I would say that that's a possibility. You know, and if you don't rekindle, then there's a possibility of somebody coming into your path. Looks like early summer of next year. If this doesn't work out, there's somebody that would pop into your path. Looks like late, you know, early summer.
Are you seeing the person contacting me?
The person, yeah, that you guys are taking a break from. Yeah, I would see that's happening. I would say, looks like to me, you probably should hear something by the end of the month.
Oh, okay.
Okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. All right. Bye-bye. Have a great day. We're going to take a short break. I need to let my dog out. So let's put on this song, and we'll be right back. You know, and that's what we need to do, work together to make a better world. You know, I think it was Gandhi that said, you know, be the change we want to see in the world today. And that's what we need to do, be that change that we want to see. Let's go ahead and say hello to 240. You're on air with me. Hi.
Hi, Michael. It's Connie from Maryland.
Hi, Connie. How can I help you today?
I was wondering if you could tell me. Okay, I've been getting the meditation card a lot for myself, and I wanted to know what you are picking up or what is it that I'm getting from a meditation. I'm just confused on why I keep getting the meditation card.
Okay. Basically, what I'm picking up is that they're wanting you to be quiet, and so I would ask them. You know, hey, what am I supposed to be learning from this meditation time? What, you guys keep calling me to meditation. What am I supposed to be learning? What am I supposed to be feeling? And the one thing that I keep hearing is calm. You know, they're trying to bring divine peace into your life right now. And I think that's what they're doing with all of us right now, is trying to bring us into a place of understanding and a place of wisdom and a place of peace. That's what I keep feeling. And so I would just ask, you know, while you're in that meditative state, you know, because everybody is different. Everybody is working on different areas of their life. So, you know, I feel like that there's an area in your life, and I feel like it's your spiritual growth. I feel like that they just want you to go a little deeper, you know, with them. And so that's what I'm picking up, is they're just wanting you to go deeper and into your meditation time and making it more like a very special time for you and with spirit. That's what I'm picking up. So
they want me to go deeper.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, they're they're calling you, they're actually calling you to do something, and I don't know what that something is. I feel like some kind of healing work or something like that. Does that make any sense to you?
Yeah, because during one of my meditations, I got a 2.5 page message.
Right.
That I wrote
yeah.
down. So, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, because your spirit guide definitely wants to have a deeper relationship with you, and that's what I'm feeling. You're definitely a channel, so you know what they're doing is preparing you for that work. So continue to do what you're doing, and I just feel like you're getting ready to go higher up into a higher calling on your life, and so that's why they're calling you to more meditation time, preparing you for that.
Okay, one
yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. Do you categorize what you do with giving your messages and your teaching? Is that teaching, or do you see that as healing, or is it a combination of both?
I feel like it's a combination of both because, you know, what I do is I just key open my mic and I just start talking. So however people receive that, I call that, for me, it's healing. I mean, for me,
okay.
Because I get whenever I'm giving, I get too. And that's with any kind of work, spiritual work. For me, yeah, it's a lot of healing for me. So hopefully that answers your question.
Yes, it did.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. You have a great day. All right.
Okay. Bye.
Talk to you later. Bye bye. Yeah. And yeah, because anytime you're giving, it's healing. I know that because there's days that I go, oh, okay, I have to go do the program. But I get a lot out of doing the program. And so I get a lot of healing, get a lot of stuff. And most of this program is channeled. We just have to trust spirit sometimes. All right, let's go ahead and talk to 520. You're on air with me. Hi, I appreciate you calling in today. Hi.
Hello.
Hi, you're on air.
Hi. Hi, this is Sharon. Hi, Michael.
Hi, Sharon. How can I help you today?
Well, there are some things that I'm working on, and I have, there's a group of us that are volunteers, and there are some costs that are coming up with this, obligations, many costs, and I communicated that to the group of us that are working on this project, and we volunteer, we don't get paid, but it's like a $300 cost that the only way it can get paid is if we share that cost amongst us. I've paid for it out of pocket in the past. Do you see that being, this morning I haven't heard back from anyone, do you see that bill being paid on time? It has to be paid within a 2-week time frame.
Okay. So that bill is due and coming up to get paid, okay. I'm going to say yes, and I'm going to say that it won't come directly out of your pocket. It shouldn't – I mean, you shouldn't have to pay for it, but, it will be a group effort. So I do see that coming out, because if everybody pitches in, it won't be that much. But I do see it being a group effort.
Oh, thank God. I talked to one of the members yesterday, and they said, "Well, with the holidays coming up, it might be hard for people." And I haven't heard anything this morning. It has to be paid within 2 weeks, and so I was just trying to surround it with love.
What I would do is just relax and know that Spirit's going to take care of this. And I understand, when you're. When you're under the gun and you have to pay for bills, the show here costs money, and every month I stress out a little bit. Is it going to happen? Is it going to get paid? And it always does. And so, what you have to do is do the same thing. Just trust. Spirit's calling us to a place of trust and a place of just leaning on them. And so, I'm saying that it's going to get paid. And so. However that happens, we just have to let Spirit do that. But I'm seeing it paid. So
Thank you, okay? Michael.
You're welcome. Thank you. Yeah. Yeah, try not to stress out about it, okay? Just trust Spirit on it. And, you know, I understand it has to get paid in a couple of weeks, but Spirit can take care of this. This is not a big deal for Spirit. So, all right.
Thank, bless you, Michael.
You're welcome. You have a great day. All right.
Thank
bye-bye.
You.
Okay, let's go ahead and talk to 570. You're on air with me. I appreciate you calling in today. Hi.
Hi, Michael. My name is Doreen.
Hi, how can I help you?
Well, the question I have is I'm trying to grow spiritually,
okay.
And I'm, you know, trying to do all that. And while I'm doing it, it seems like everything around me seems to be like starting to go in upheaval, and I'm just wondering, like, what is going on, you know?
Okay. Okay, yeah, that's a good question, and, you know, and so you start on your spiritual journey, and then all of a sudden everything starts going chaotic, right? Is that sort of
correct.
What's going on? Okay. Okay, the one thing, this is a test, and this happened with me when I first started on my spiritual journey. I mean, you know, I said, you know, this is what I want to do and everything, and it seemed like the whole world collapsed around my ears. You know, it was like, whoa.
Right.
Well,
right.
You know, what's going on here? And so, you know, I'm trying to do the best I can and stuff like that. You know, the one thing about that I'm learning about spirituality, you know, we're not going to have perfect peace every day. We're not going to have, you know, those kind of, you know, we're not going to have that every day of our lives. But it is interesting that this is happening, and what I feel like is this is just a test of your trust, you know, with Spirit and stuff like that. I also will tell you that this should be easing up. What's going on with you right now should be easing up by next week, by midweek. You're going into a better place. And but, you know, it's I don't know exactly why this is happening right now. But what I will tell you, I do feel like it's, a test of trust and a test of faith right now. But everything will get better for you. Like I said, looks like next week looks like it's going to start easing up. Know that things will get better. And but congratulations on growing spiritually. And if any way I can help you, just let me know, okay?
Thank you so much, Michael. You've been helpful. Thank you. You have a great day. God bless you.
You too. Yeah. You know, it goes to that saying, you know, why does bad things happen to good people? And you know, that's asked a lot of times, and I've even asked it. When I was going through stuff, I go, Spirit, okay, I'm doing the very best I can, and it seems like every time I'm trying, something bad happens. I asked Spirit one time. I said, hey, you know, you say that you want to bless me and you want to prosper me and you want to do all this thing, but all I keep seeing around me is chaos. All I keep seeing is everything falling apart, losing my job, my car breaking down, you know, on and on and on and on. And I thought, what the heck is going on here? And, you know, and so I asked Spirit, you know, I said, hey, you know, what's up, guy? And so and all I got back is, we're trying to teach you patience. We're trying to teach you, you know, to be calm no matter what is going on. You know, what we have to learn, and this is what a friend of mine was talking to me about the other day, you know, we have to learn how to just flow. No matter what is going on, we have to learn how to stay in that flow, how to stay in that place. And that's what Spirit's teaching us. And you know, the one thing that Spirit has never promised us is that every day of our life, 365 days of our life, is going to be perfect every single day. Didn't promise us that. But did promise us that they would never forsake us, never leave us. And so that's what we have to do. We have to stand in that place of trust, in that place of faith. And sometimes it's hard. I will tell you, sometimes it's hard for me to stay in that place. But we have to learn how to be there, you know, to be at peace at all times, to work in any circumstances, any situation, knowing that when we're in the middle of the storm, Spirit is still there. When the storm is calm, spirit's still there. No matter what, spirit is still there. And that's what we have to learn how to work with. All right, let's talk to the Skype call that's calling in. 111, you're on air with me. Hi.
Hi.
Hi, how can I
didn't know.
Yeah,
Yvonne?
I didn't get your name. What's your name?
Yvonne.
Yvonne. Okay, thank you. Okay, go ahead.
I want to know who was I in my past life?
That's a good question. Let's see if I could get that. I don't know who you were in a past life. I don't have a name. But I would tell you that I see some kind of acting. So it's like an actress of some sort. Because I keep seeing you on a stage, and but I don't know who you were. I can't give you a name, but you were somebody famous back in the day. And this looks like back early 1900s. Because it looks like vaudeville stuff. But I would say an actress.
Oh, speaking of that, do you see me doing any acting or anything, any type of famous in this lifetime?
I do. I feel like that's a repeat. I mean, I feel like that's why I saw an actress. I feel like it's in your blood to perform. And so I would definitely see that for you. I would see some kind of an opportunity popping up in your path. Looks like about March of next year, looks like an opportunity will arise for you to do some performing.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome. You have a great day.
All
right. You too. All right. We're done with calls. If you would like to call in, you get right on air. It is 347-327-9316, 347-327-9316. If you would like to call in, that would be great, and I would love to help you in any way I can. All right, 253, everybody's popping on the line now. 253, you're on air with me. Hi.
Hi, it's Holly. I thought I'd pop on since you had no callers.
All right,
Holly. I like the last girl's question. Who was I in a past life? That's a cool question.
It's a cool question, so you want to know too, huh? All right.
Yeah.
Let's see if I can get this. You had several past lives, that's what happens sometimes. We have several past lives. I will tell you that you were looks like you worked on the Titanic. Looks like either because I'm seeing the Titanic in my head here. So I would say you worked on the Titanic. I don't know exactly doing what. I keep seeing like an instrument in your hand. You could have been like in the band or something like that. Cause I keep seeing an instrument in your hand. Because towards the end of the Titanic, towards the end, there were some guys that were playing instruments to try to keep people calm. And I feel like that you were one of them.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I went down with the ship?
Yeah. You went down with the ship. You went down with the Titanic.
You know what's so weird? Somebody else told me I was in Pearl Harbor, and I went down with that ship, too. And, you know, I'm deathly afraid of water.
Yeah. So, yeah. Yeah.
I cannot swim.
Yeah. You don't like to be near water at all. Okay.
Wow.
But yeah. So that's interesting that both of those that you went down with the ship. Yeah, because I'm seeing the Titanic, and I keep seeing you playing with some people, and while everybody else is running to the lifeboats. So,
oh my
god! Yeah,
thank you. That's
interesting. It's no problem. But and that's a lot of times our fears. If we go back to past lives, a lot of times our fears are from past lives.
Yeah.
I have a fear of water. I have a fear of water also, and I know there's a past life, and also I was in the Civil War. I don't like loud, explosions. I don't like cars backfiring, things like that. You know, so don't like any of that kind of stuff. So, yeah, and, you know, and that's what, you know, a lot of times we have to explore our past lives. And so,
yeah.
But I'm glad I could help you, and I appreciate you calling in today.
Thanks. Have a good day.
You too, Holly. All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, and let's go ahead and talk to 302. You're on air with me. Hi.
Hi, it's Anne Marie.
Hi, how are you? Are you doing better today?
I'm hanging in there.
Okay, well, I'm still sorry that you're going through this. You know, things will get better, so how can I help?
Just wanted to see if maybe pull a card or
okay.
Say
yeah,
a prayer.
I'm pulling. Okay, I'm pulling cards as I'm talking, and the Moonlight card pops in, and it has travel, romance, and potential. So what Spirit's asking you to, I'm gonna have to close your mic for a minute, so because I'm getting a lot of feedback and it's confusing me. The word I want to focus on is potential. So instead of looking at this situation as a bad thing right now, look at the potential that's going to come out of this. And there, like I said, there are some good things that are getting ready to pop out of this. And right now you can't see that because you're just focusing on all the chaos. And so what Spirit wants to do here, Emery, is really bring potential into your life and let you know that. And also... The next card I pulled is the same card I pulled for the show. It's the Dream card, and it says something is revealed, insight, and breakthrough. So there is going to be something that comes out of this, something good, and so look for that breakthrough. Look for the insight, that spiritual insight that Spirit's giving you right now to help you understand the situation and to get through this. One more card, and right now the Remembrance card pops in here, and it talks about remembering a resurfacing of past feelings and emotions. So what this is also bringing up is a lot of emotions from the past. So you're sort of getting a double whammy right here because you're dealing with this situation and you're also dealing with some other emotions from the past that are popping up here as well at the same time. And that's how lower energies work sometimes. So they'll kick us while we're down, and that's what's happening right now. But you're not going to be down for much longer because I really feel like that there is something breaking through here. And so hopefully that helps. Let me open your mic again. But hopefully that helps you, Anne-Marie. Just know that things are going to get better for you, okay?
All right. Thank you.
I appreciate you calling in. Hang in there. All right.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right.
Bye-bye. Yeah, you know, it seems like, you know, when we have those bad days, it seems like, okay, we start out with a bad day. Have you ever just had a bad day and it just feels like things just pile up on top of you? It's just like you wake up and maybe you spill the coffee on you, and then you go, man, this is going to be one of those days. We got to be careful of what we're focusing on, what we're saying, what we're putting out there. What are we creating? You know, so if we don't like where we are right now, let's create something different, create something better, you know. And that's what we have to do. A lot of times we have to focus on, hey, you know, I'm going to get through this. You know, that's what I tell myself when I have bad days. You know, a lot of you know that I deal with depression. I fight depression on a regular basis. And there's no secret of that. And I think, you know, that sometimes we have to realize that we all have those moments, you know. But the one thing is when I know that I'm having a bad day, I focus on the good things of my life. I try to focus on, okay, hey, you know what? Yesterday was an awesome day. And I try to find something positive out of anything negative. You know, not everything, even when your world looks like it's crumbling around your ears, there's still positives. There's still things that you can focus on. And one thing that I do is I go, man, you know, Spirit got me through that in the past, and this is not even as bad as that was. And if Spirit got me through that, Spirit definitely going to get me through this because this is not as bad as that was. And Spirit got me through. You know, that's what we have to do. You know, we also have to always look for the light. We always have to ask Spirit, say, okay, what am I supposed to be learning here? What are you trying to show me? What are you trying to teach me? because in every situation of our lives, there's lessons that we are trying to learn. You know, I go that, you know, we're a spiritual being having the human experiences. You know, that's what we signed up for. We signed up to do this. And so, you know, the next time you're having a bad day or having a bad moment, our spirit said, okay, what out of this human experience am I supposed to learn right now? What are you trying to show me? What am I supposed to learn here? And if we do that, things will get better for us, okay? Because, you know, we all have those moments, you know. It was interesting. I was laying down. This is an interesting story. I was laying down before the show because I wasn't feeling well. And so I was laying down a little bit. And about an hour before the program, I thought, I know I have to give up about, you know, I have to wake up in about an hour so I can meditate and focus on the program and stuff like that. So I was laying down, and I heard, bzz, 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 which is my cell phone. Normally, my cell phone's not here. My cell phone's with my dad. But I definitely heard my cell phone buzzing, and I thought, okay, that's funny. That's interesting. You know, those are little things where spirit is taking care of us, saying, hey, you know, hey, time to wake up. So, and Stephen, he is hilarious at times. You know, he makes this cell phone noise, and because he knows that I pay attention to that because it's the link to the business. And so it's, a thing that I pay attention to. But it was funny because it just went bzz, 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 like that. And so was a very interesting thing. Talking about Stephen, I think he wants to channel here. So I'm going to be quiet for just a second, and I'm going to let Stephen come forth here and let him speak to you for a few minutes. He hasn't talked on air for a while, and we're going to let him chat here for a little bit and see what's on his heart and on his mind that he wants to share with you today. So I'm going to be quiet for just a second. The next voice you will hear will be Stephen. So at this time, I welcome Stephen to the program. Greetings, my friends. I come to you today to say hello and to let you know that you are loved, that you are loved way beyond anything that you could ever imagine, because you are love. And once you understand this, once you get it, you will understand more of what real love is. Real love is unconditional love. There is no conditions on it. It doesn't say, I love you if you do this for me or I do that for me. I love you no matter what is what unconditional love is. And that is what your world needs more of, is more unconditional love. No judgment. There is no judgment with spirit. There is no punishment with spirit. It is just love with spirit. And that is what we have to understand. And a lot of people have set things in place that are not true. There is no punishment. There is only love with spirit. And that is what we want to see you do as well with those around you. The other thing that I want to talk to you about today is trust. To know that things are going to work out for you. A lot of you are going through difficult times right now, difficulties. But those difficulties are there to make you move into a higher vibration, to push you forward a little bit. You know, there's a saying that goes, if it doesn't kill you, it will make you stronger. And this is so true. And this is one thing that has happened in my incarnations. I have gone through many things in different incarnations, but they made me a stronger person. They made me a person of peace and a person of love and a person of understanding. This is what will happen with you. For all good things come out of bad things sometimes. So what you have to realize is that it only lasts for a minute in spirit's time. You know, only lasts for a second. And that is what you have to do. And that's what you have to understand. And so I hope that you understand this, that you will go through difficulties. That is how you learn. These are lessons to make you stronger. And so when you are going through it, just know that Spirit is with you. And call on your spirit guides. Call on your angels. Let them help you through this. And they will do so. I leave you at this moment, but I just want to say that to you today and to let you know that you are loved, that a lot of you might be feeling like you're not loved today. And so, but you are. And your angels are with you. Just know that. And I say namaste to you, my friends. And I say namaste. And I say amen. All right. And we thank you, Stephen, for that message. And so, but, you know, a lot of times we go through things like that. You know, the one thing that I learned in my own journey, you know, there was a time in my life, you know, I was in church. Let's just go to my church days. I was in church and, you know, I thought, you know, once I got saved, you know, I thought, man, I'm going to get saved and everything's going to be wonderful and everything's going to be great and I'm never going to have any more problems and, you know, I'm serving God and if you serve God, all good things happen to you and nothing bad happens to you. That's what I thought back in the day. And so I got in church and I got saved and started on my spiritual journey and you know, it was one bad thing after another for a while. And I was like, whoa, what the heck is going on here? I thought, man, I'm doing the best I can and I'm getting slammed and, you know, and what is happening? You know, and I went to my minister at the time and I said, I don't understand. I don't get it. You know, I thought that, you know, once I got saved and once I started on my spiritual journey, that everything good was going to be there. And all I'm having is bad stuff happen to me. And, you know, he sat down. He laughed. And I was like, you know, and I didn't like that because I thought, why is he laughing? So, but, you know, but I found out because he said, Michael, he said, God never promised you that every day was going to be good. God did promise you that he'd be there in every situation. And that's what we have to understand. And that's what we have to get, is that God is with us in every situation of our lives. No matter if we're having a good day or a bad day, or a good week or a bad week, God is still there. God never leaves us, never forsakes us. He's always right there because God is where? Inside of us. Spirit's within us. And that's what we have to understand. But it's hard sometimes. You know, it's our brain trying to tell us that, okay, if we're doing this, everything should be perfect. And yes, God wants to bless us. Yes, definitely. But blessings come out of chaos sometimes. Most of the time when I've had some bad experiences, you know, I look at those bad experiences and I think if I hadn't gone through those, I wouldn't be the person I am today because they made me stronger. They did. There's a lot of things that I can look back at my life right now and say, man, you know, I got through that, then I can get through this. That's what I tell myself every single day. If I got through that, I can get through this. Because I've gone through some really, really, really trying times. But I'm still standing. The one thing that we have to realize is, you know, we're still standing. We're still here. And, you know, sometimes we have to pat ourselves on the back and say, hey, you know what? You got through that. That's awesome. You know? I don't know why our country's in you know, a financial difficult place at the moment. You know, I think a lot of it has to do with we have to learn lessons. And you know, there was a lot of people that were greedy and a lot of that has to be cleaned up. But it's hard right now for a lot of people, and especially with the holidays coming up, a lot of people are fretting and saying, okay, how am I going to do this? How am I going to do that? And for a lot of people, the holidays are not a good time for a lot of people because it brings up things. It brings up, you know, worry, and it brings up fear, and it brings up doubt that Spirit's going to be there. The Spirit will provide. if you just let Spirit provide. And a lot of times we get hung up on how is this going to get better? How am I going to meet my financial obligations? How am I, and on and on and on. But Spirit blesses in mysterious ways. Sometimes, you know, somebody will knock on your door and give you an envelope, and doesn't, you don't know the person, and you don't know why they're handing you an envelope. You go into your house, you open the envelope, and there's money inside of it. Spirit will provide. That's one thing that I tell myself over and over and over, is Spirit will provide. Spirit will help me through every situation of my life. You know, nobody ever said it was going to be easy all the time. Spirituality is a journey. It's an experience. And I wouldn't miss it for anything in the world. I'm having a great time learning. I'm having an awesome time experiencing what Spirit wants me to experience. So if you are having a bad day today, just know that tomorrow will be a little better. And then the next day will be a little better. They don't last forever. So that's what we got to tell ourselves, all right? I believe that we're going to go ahead and wrap up the program for the day, and I don't have really much more to share with you today, so we're going to go ahead and wrap up for the day. But I do appreciate everybody calling in and being a part of the program, and thank you for just being you. And so that's the most important thing, is just to be you. I spent a lot of my life trying to be somebody I wasn't. It wasn't fun for me. So just be you, okay? You be you, I'll be me, and together we will get there, I promise. Sometimes it doesn't look like it, I know, but we will get there, I promise. And so we will be back on air tomorrow at 11 a.m. Central. We will be back on air tomorrow. Tomorrow is Saturday. We will be on air, as far as I know, at 11 a.m. Central. Continue to pray for the people affected by the storm in the Philippines. Every time I happen to see the news and they show pictures, it's awful. And it's not a good situation at all. And, you know, pray that those people will get the supplies and stuff that they need. There's a lot of people that just are not eating because they don't have any food. And so it's just a really difficult situation. And, you know, but I know that out of this chaos, out of this thing that's happened to them, I know that something good is about to happen. And so you just got to believe in Spirit. You got to know that things will get better. But when you're seeing chaos like you see when you look at the pictures of the Philippines, it's hard to understand why this would happen. You know, and people would say, you know, if God's a God of love or Spirit's a Spirit of love, then why would this happen? And I don't have the answer to that. But I know that out of this will come good. And I stand on that, and I believe that with everything inside of me. And so I don't know why bad things always happen to good people, but I do know that out of chaos can come great good, and that's what I believe will happen when all this is settled. And so, but our prayers go out to those people. So thank you so much for listening to Spiritual Talk Radio today. I hope you got something out of it. And you have a great day, and peace be with you, and peace be with the people in the Philippines. And we'll talk to you tomorrow at 11 a.m. Central. Bye-bye. If you would like to, yeah, I almost forgot. If you would like to set up a full reading with me, you can do that by going to my website, my personal website. It's being worked on at the moment, but there is a link where you can set up readings right there on that front page. And it is www.insightswithmichael.com. That website is being redesigned at the moment, but you still can set up readings over there at insightswithmichael.com. You can also get hold of me by writing me at youareawakening@gmail.com. All right. Have a great day, and be blessed always. Peace be with you, my friends, and we'll talk to you tomorrow at 11 a.m. Central.